Welcome to Health Talk from White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith. My guest right now is Dr. Garfield Clooney. He's the director of the Department of Maternal Fetal Medicine. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, anything to do with babies is like something I'm very interested in. And because I was pregnant once with my daughter, and it's such a magical and important time. But for a lot of people, you know, there are factors into it and different things that they have to check into. And you are the doctor that people would go to for this. So Dr. Clooney, for those of us who've had a child, some of us have not had one, tell us about the services of a maternal fetal doctor and help us understand basically what kind of patients are you treating?
Great, thank you. So a maternal fetal medicine physician is one who does training in obstetrics and gynecology and then goes forward to do additional fellowship training in high-risk pregnancy care, where we're involved learning about taking care of patients with medical problems and how those can affect their pregnancy, as well as genetic issues and prenatal issues, and try to achieve the best outcome for the pregnancy.
My daughter's 30 now, but when I was, you know, pregnant at the time, about the only test I ever heard of was amniocentesis or something like that.
Amniocentesis, yes.
And yes, but I was, you know, I was young, so it wasn't something that I had to go through. But now everything is a lot more comprehensive. Tell us what some of the more I would say just the different types of reasons a mother would come and what kind of tests are available to them, because nobody wants to get the news that there might be something wrong with their baby.
Correct.
But if somebody has a pre-existing condition like diabetes, say, or a heart condition, those things need to take into factors while they're pregnant. So tell us who comes to see you and what are some of the different tests that you run?
Okay. So we take care of, again, women who have medical problems that can affect pregnancy, and those problems can include things like diabetes and lupus and hypertension. And I think the key is going to see the doctor as early as possible once the pregnancy is determined, because at that point, the doctor can determine what tests are necessary and best suited for your pregnancy to achieve the best outcome possible. So you mentioned amniocentesis, which is a test that helps us to determine if there are any genetic issues with the pregnancy. Amniocentesis is done sort of towards near the middle of the pregnancy, but now there are tests that can actually be done in the first trimester, where women can find out very early as 10 or 12 weeks into the pregnancy, if there are going to be any anticipated genetic problems. If a woman does have, say, for instance, diabetes, it's a good idea to check in with the doctor prior to getting pregnant, which is something we call preconception counseling.
Oh, interesting.
Because there are tests that we can send that can determine how well-controlled your diabetes is and how if you have any increased risk to the pregnancy because of the diabetes, as well as hypertension. Something as simple as baby aspirin, if you start it early enough, can help improve the outcomes and prevent complications that can be associated with pregnancy in women with hypertension.
I see. Yes, I think that was one of the main things being pregnant. You know, what can you take in terms of medications? What's allowed? What's not allowed? I remember that amniocentesis, it was... At the time, people would say there's a little bit of a risk factor to it, and it could be painful. So have times changed a lot in this area?
Times have changed a bit in terms of experience and how we do the procedure. And so most women say there's very minimal pain with the procedures. And I think the most important thing, though, is in addition to those what we call invasive procedures, where you actually have to have the needle go through into the uterus, there are some tests that can be done just using blood alone. Mm-hmm. One is called the first trimester screen, and another one is called the non-invasive prenatal screen. And those can help us determine genetic issues as well and may avert the need for an invasive procedure like an amnio.
I see. So are you then, Dr. Clooney, if there was something that was determined within the fetus, does it matter? Like, is it something that you can treat then and you do that, or does that go to a totally different type of doctor?
Yes, if there are issues that come up with a pregnancy, we do come up with a plan, and some things can be treated prenatally, and some things are treated postnatally. But the key, again, is to check in early with your doctor, because he can do these tests and determine if any additional testing or preparation is needed when your delivery is coming about.
So if something is found to be wrong in the baby, I would imagine there has to be a lot of counseling for, you know, the mother and the family involved as to what the various procedures are, and that we're getting into emotional things now as well as medical. Yeah. You have to be well versed in how to handle these types of situations, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's correct. Sometimes I say we act as a little bit psychiatry, a little bit obstetrics, because pregnancy is a very emotional time. And as you know, part of being a great physician is, you know, knowing how to handle the medical problem so the best outcome, you know, occurs. But also, you have to help the family get through the situation. These can be very challenging issues, and they just really need someone to talk to and hear their position. And so aside from the medical side, you also have to be good at the emotional side as well.
Absolutely. I've heard from people who have had children here and delivered at White Plains Hospital that they have just been so enamored with the care here and with just from soup to nuts, basically from, you know, early conception to delivering the baby, that White Plains Hospital is really quite a magical place.
Great. Thank you for that. I know that the entire department takes much pride in taking care of prenatal patients here and making sure that all bases are covered and outcomes are as best as possible.
Dr. Garfield Clooney, thank you so much. Director of the Department of Maternal Fetal Medicine. You do so much good in the world. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you again for having me.
And thank you so much. We've had a wonderful time today with all of our doctors here at White Plains Hospital. It really is a privilege and an honor to be able to learn so much from them on a monthly basis. Thank you to Matthew Kyan, our producer, and Shark Creative, and mostly to White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Health Talk.
I was doing dishes, and I had this pain. I couldn't put my foot on the floor.
When even the smallest tasks became painful, Vivian Skroka's doctor told her she needed back surgery. Fortunately, Dr. Andrew Kasdan had just joined the team at White Plains Hospital.
Yes! I don't have to go into the city.
He and his partner, Dr. Jarrett Brandoff, began planning Vivian's spine surgery together.
We were able to use new, minimally invasive techniques, and she was back in full activities within 2 weeks.
She's very proud to say she walked 10 flights of steps today.
Now, Vivian can enjoy gardening and time with her grandkids again.
Oh my God, I don't have any pain. The care that I received was stellar. There was no place else that I would have gone.
Vivian's search for world-class spine surgery brought her back home. White Plains Hospital. Exceptional. Every day. Find your pain relief. Call 914-849-MYMD. That's 914-849-MYMD. A member of the Montefiore Health System.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.